KwaZulu-Natal Education MEC, Mr. Kwazi Mshengo, warning the department's employees that if they engage in corruption, they will face consequences. He addressed a media briefing yesterday to reveal the outcomes of an investigation into a grade 12 boot camp. Now, this was supposed to be an educational grade 12 boot camp held at the Harigwala district last year. Images going viral of pupils crammed in a tent, no masking, no protocols whatsoever, and overflowing human waste. We speak to the MEC's spokesperson, Muzi Mshlambi. Good morning.
Good morning, and good morning to your listeners.
You know, Mr. Mshlambi, we've seen images of, you know, of this unfortunate event that has taken place. Tell us, what were the findings of the investigation into the circumstances under which these grade 12 learners were forced to prepare for their exams at, I believe, the Boniwe Rehabilitation Center?
When we received the images of appalling conditions under which these learners were had to be put into, the MEC ordered the head of department last year. We received the images on the 29th of October last year to then conduct an investigation as to how the department had landed into such a situation, and ordered that all the officials involved should disciplinary action should be taken against them. The head of department then established a task team that investigated the matter. The matter was investigated, and a report was tabled to the head of department. And some of the findings were that we were not supposed to be using any private facilities. If we had to use private facilities, there were guidelines, and those guidelines were not followed. And it then appeared or it then prevailed that there was an educational facility, which was Ikobo High School, which had a boarding facility that could have been used, but it was ignored to in the preference of this private facility, which did not meet the standard. West, we were in a peak of COVID-19, and no protocol of COVID-19 was observed. That of social distancing, you will see that learners were cramped. You will see that they did not have masks. You will see that they were put in a tent that had no ventilation. You will see that there was no social distancing whatsoever. And you will even wonder when they will go to sleep in that kind of a facility, what kind of a sleeping arrangement they will been put into. So when the investigation was conducted, it was found that the supply chain procedures were also flouted, and to the tune of 1.2, which means that anything above 500,000 needed to go on tender. And the delegation for the director will be up to anything to below, slightly below 500. But
Muzi, is there any idea as to how much money was paid for the usage of this particular center, and whether the motion is being made to recover that money as well as to go after those officials who did not follow the correct protocol?
1.2 million was spent, and there are three officials that have been identified that the MEC spoke about when he read the media statement and the media briefing. That will be your district director, the then acting chief education specialist for FET, and it will be also the assistant director for supply chain. The MEC did promise that that money will have to be recovered by the department. So there are procedures and means that you implement when you want to do such.
Finally, Muzi, I mean, moving on, the audit report issued by the KZN Provincial Treasury into the expenditure on PPEs, that this was between March and June last year. The allegation was that the department had procured COVID-19 essentials at the maximum price and even higher prices in some instances in breach of Treasury Note number 5. I mean, what were the findings? It's been close on to a year now since that actual issue was brought to the attention of the public as well as government itself. Where has this particular investigation gone?
The investigation has been concluded and a report has been issued out by the provincial treasury that vindicates the department for any wrongdoing. You will recall that some sectors within the society were making a fallacy out of this thing to then say we had overspent. It will be the investigation found that instead of that, the department negotiated prices because there was a public opinion that was created that we would just agree to any price that was given by service providers. And the investigation found that the below 500 million that we use otherwise, what the service providers were charging us were above 800,000. 800 million. The investigation, which was done, that has been conducted by the provincial treasurer, did not find that. Instead, it found that there was consistent negotiations of lowering of prices. Had we not negotiated, the prices will have been at an escalated value. So there was a protection of a public purse by the officials of the department, and that is an official finding of the treasury. We did not investigate ourselves. We were investigated by treasury, and they don't find any wrongdoing.
Mr. Muzi Mashlambi, thank you so much for joining us on behalf of the MEC, MEC's office this morning, and have yourself a good day.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, you heard right. That particular rehabilitation center, which has got no real buildings there that are inhabitable, was rented at a cost of 1.2 million rand. This is the Harry Gwala district, right? You could call it central southern KwaZulu-Natal, close by to the Ikopo region. That particular rehabilitation camp was rented for approximately 60 to 70 learners over 2.5 to 3 weeks for 1.2 million rand. And the place doesn't have a proper building there to begin with. No running water, sewage flowing all over, hasn't been used really for a really, really long time. Somebody made a lot of money on this particular thing over here. And here you have, Mr. Muzi here saying that investigation took place with regards to the PPEs last year here in KZN. No overspending, whatsoever.